Buster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Cyber Monday. I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. As you probably know, Frank Morano is not going to be here over the next couple of weeks because his wife, Rachel, went into labor when we were here on Wednesday. And he took off in the middle of the show. They had a bouncing baby boy, little Carmine William, just over 6 pounds, and he's doing great. Everybody's happy. Mom is feeling wonderful, and Frank is on cloud nine. So maybe we'll try to get Frank to call in this week. But in the meantime, let's talk about some of the big news happening right now.
This is the top five at five.
I mean, you pretty much could not avoid it this weekend, I'm sure. The U.S. on alert after the Omicron variant hits North America. The latest COVID strain is actually now up in Canada. Officials say that they've detected two cases. Both of them are in Ontario, actually Ottawa, to be exact. Two people, both had recently been in Nigeria. So these are the two people who have tested positive for this new Omicron variant. Experts are now doing contact tracing to try and stem the spread. Meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci hitting the Sunday talk circuit. He says the new Omicron variant has not been detected in the U.S. yet, but he says it's only a matter of time.
Inevitably, it will be here. The question is, will we be prepared for it?
Well, Fauci says it is possible that Omicron could be resistant to vaccines, and it does have the capability of spreading fast. We're going to get into a lot more detail on this story coming up in a bit. In the meantime, Long Islanders fuming this morning after a far-right group wreaked havoc over the weekend. Roughly 20 Proud Boys paraded through the streets of Rockville Centre yesterday. There was definitely some video showing them walking through the city, the village, really. It's not a very big city. Some were flashing white power signs. I believe I saw one do a Nazi salute. The group marched through the village, targeting shoppers with taunts and handing out flyers promoting their beliefs. And a new presidential poll has two women in the top spots. The Hill-Harris X survey coming out over the weekend has Vice President Kamala Harris and First Lady Michelle Obama as the two top picks for the Democratic nomination, with two caveats, obviously. Number one being the election would have to be held today, and also they would be the two top picks if Joe Biden wasn't running. Harris leads with 13%. Michelle Obama coming in with 10% of the vote. Also in the running are Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker out of New Jersey, Mike Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, Pete Buttigieg, transportation secretary, and Andrew Yang. All of them came in on the list, but they all got 5% or less. 36% of those polled in the survey say that they are still not sure. And one of the world's top economists issuing a dire warning. His name is Mohammed El Arian. He is the chief economic advisor for Allianz. And he says the new Omicron variant could definitely wreak havoc on our finances. News of the strain sent the Dow tumbling on Friday, 900 points. El Arian says another deadly wave means less travel, means less dining out, and more restrictions. And that translates to lower growth and higher inflation, otherwise known as stagflation, something we haven't seen since the 1970s. In Nantucket over the weekend, President Biden had this to say. All right, we don't have that soundbite. We'll get back to that a little bit later on. In the meantime, heading over to New Jersey now, Woodrow Wilson, the latest American icon to be given the old heave-ho. Camden School District voted to change the name over accusations of racism at Woodrow Wilson High School. The 28th president of the United States led the country during the First World War, but critics say a friendly attitude towards the Ku Klux Klan, the Confederacy, and resegregating makes the former New Jersey governor a strong candidate for cancellation. According to Forbes, 20% of the 208 U.S. schools with Confederate leaders' names are now in the process of a name change. Among the names being considered to fill the spot, Barack Obama and former Georgia Congressman John Lewis. And those are your top five at 5:30. WABC News time is 5:05. We are going to get to traffic and weather momentarily. But first, we've got to tell you a little bit more about this Omicron situation. Starting today, the U.S. will begin implementing restrictions on travel from several countries hit by the new variant. President Biden announcing the decision on Friday.
We're going to be cautious, make sure there's no travel to and from South Africa and six other countries.
Now, he was referring to South Africa, but also Botswana, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Lesotho, Eswatini, Mozambique, and Malawi, all on the restricted list. The ban does not apply to American citizens and permanent U.S. residents. There was a family that was coming back from a safari. They said they had no idea that any of this was happening until they got back into Johannesburg and found out. They were able to make it before the travel ban actually went into effect, but they would have been able to return anyway. The president is expected to meet with his medical advisors today. Asked if he's considering enacting more travel restrictions, he says it is not being ruled out. WABC News Time 5:06, traffic and weather coming up. But first, how Omicron stole Christmas. The alarming new variant is likely to take the jolly out of some of your holiday plans, unfortunately. Countries including Switzerland and Israel are already taking a hard line on travel. They are actually banning foreign visitors. And I actually have to add Japan to that list. That's a late add. The move happening just weeks before the busy Christmas travel season kicks into high gear. The question is, will other countries follow suit? We shall see. I'll keep you updated. Mm-hmm. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, I saw some snowflakes yesterday, but it was like two. They fell down and that was it. I was hoping my little niece Eliana would be able to see snow for the first time, but no such luck. At any rate, today we're looking at sun and clouds and a high of 42. We should have some light winds as well, so it'll seem a little bit colder. Tonight, clear and partly cloudy skies, 31 degrees. Tomorrow, we're going to get up to only 41 degrees with cloudy skies. Wednesday, we're looking to get a little bit warmer. We get up into the mid-40s, 46 or so, with a mix of clouds and sun. And Thursday, again, clouds. We may have some rain a little bit later on in the day. The skies mostly will be overcast and will hit a high of about 54 degrees. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 38 degrees. Well, like I said, excuse me, holiday travel is going to be affected, and that is a big concern for folks. But I want to tell you just a little bit more about what we're learning about the O variant. The South African doctor who is essentially being credited with being the first person to raise the alarm over this variant has been speaking out. Her name is Dr. Angelique Ketsi. And she says she thought it was a little strange back in early November when her patients began showing up with these new unusual symptoms like high pulse rates and incredibly intense fatigue. She said she also felt something was a bit off when these same patients didn't report the typical loss of smell and taste. She says she treated a six-year-old who came in with a high temperature and a high pulse rate. 2 days later, the little girl was in much better shape. So she says she is optimistic when it comes to the Omicron variant and children, but she says she does worry about its effects on the elderly. Ketsi brought her findings to local medical officials in mid-November. And of course, you know, it has now spread to other parts of the African continent, also Europe, Hong Kong, and Australia. And now, as we told you earlier at the top of the show, two cases up in Canada. Moving on now, scary moments on the RFK Bridge yesterday. A New York State trooper opened fire after getting hit by a car. No one was shot, but the trooper was taken to Elmhurst Hospital in Queens with a leg injury. He shot at the car that hit him. The suspect in that car was arrested. The drama, of course, you had to have it happen on the busiest travel day, snarling up traffic for miles, creating a nightmare for folks heading home after the long holiday weekend. All right, let's get to some politics now. Eric Adams' mysterious trip abroad is now up in the air. The New York Post reporting the New York City mayor-elect had been planning on traveling to an undisclosed spot this week, but the new Omicron variant may have thrown a wrench into those plans. Sources now say Adams is reconsidering. What he is not reconsidering is his pathway to the top office. He will be sworn in midnight on January 1st. And a new poll in the race for New York governor. Incumbent Kathy Hochul has a huge lead, more than double, in fact, in front of the second place rival, New York Attorney General Letitia James. The Post survey has Hochul at 40% to James's 17%. As far as lame duck Mayor Bill de Blasio, both he and public advocate Jumaane Williams trail at just 7%. And there are about 30% who are still undecided. And just a note, this particular poll did not include Representative Tom Suozzi, who's been expected to throw his hat into the ring, and that actually may come today. So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. Speaking of, the Long Island congressman announced at least some of his plans over the weekend. Swazi tweeting Saturday his answer to Mayor-elect Eric Adams' invite to join him as deputy mayor. He wrote, quote, "After discussing it with my family, I believe the best way for me to help him, Adams, and New York City is in elected office. I will announce my plans for the future in the coming days." And again, that announcement is expected today, so we'll keep an eye on that for you. The former Nassau County executive and ex-Glen Cove mayor has said he plans to announce whether he's going to run for governor of New York by the end of the month, which, of course, is upon us, which is why folks think maybe it's going to happen today. And an update now on that awful story we told you about over the summer. A woman and her son attacked on a subway. If you remember this, it was actually inside a subway. The suspect knocking the victims down a flight of stairs inside the Canal Street end station back in July during a mugging. 58-year-old Tan Wei Tan died from her injuries. Police finally getting their man, 53-year-old David Robinson, arrested over the weekend, charged with murder. And New York City's soon-to-be mayor is covering old ground. Eric Adams once again defending the New York Police Department's controversial stop-and-frisk policy. He has said in the past, and he continues to say today, it is an effective tool if it's used properly. The mayor-elect has been a vocal critic of certain forms of the policy, which he describes as abusive. And New York City's controversial bail reform laws challenged again, this time in a most brazen way. The New York Post reporting a homeless Brooklyn man taunted cops after getting busted three times in just 36 hours. The guy said that he would dodge bail and be right back out on the streets, and it turns out he was absolutely right. Augustus Garcia was charged with robbing two people on the subway, using a knife against one of them. Prosecutors wanted a judge to set bail, but to no avail. The third time he was arrested, he was busted after stealing a beer from a Bronx bodega. Instead of being locked up, he was sent to Bellevue for a psych evaluation, and folks say they are not happy about that. And the rumors are apparently true. Public advocate Jumaane Williams, who is running for New York governor, as you know, does indeed live on the Fort Hamilton Army Base in Brooklyn. Despite pushing to defund the police and defund the Department of Defense, Williams, who is paid nearly $200,000 a year, I want to say it's right around $183,000, just under $200,000 a year. Well, he lives in this affordable, uber-secure grounds on the base there, where you have to go through security checkpoints and you have to submit to background checks to live there. The New York Post reporting Fort Hamilton offers cheap, secure housing to, quote, in-the-know civilians. Translated, you got to be someone or know someone to live there. And a Queens lawmaker who was one of the standard bearers for bail reform is in some ways now one of its vocal critics. State Senator Michael Giannaris says the law is being misused by prosecutors and judges. He also blasted the NYPD commissioner, Dermot Shea, for not telling the whole story when it comes to public condemnations of the law. For instance, the Democrat from Astoria points to the recent case of a guy who was stabbed, who actually stabbed a cop back in 2008, and then he was arrested again last week for attacking another officer. You may remember we were telling you about this story. Well, the man could have been held on bail because he was charged with a felony, excuse me, but the DA's office asked for supervised release. Shea tweeted that Thompson was released without bail, seemingly blaming the reform law itself, when Giannaris says it was actually the prosecutor who failed to seek bail. He is hoping, excuse me, that our city leaders will be a little more truthful when they are discussing the bail reform law publicly. Moving on now, opening arguments set to begin in Manhattan today in the trial of disgraced socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. The 59-year-old is accused of recruiting and grooming girls as young as 14 for the late billionaire Jeffrey Epstein. She's also accused of engaging in sexual abuse with some of the victims herself. Epstein, of course, killed himself in jail back in the summer of 2019 while awaiting trial for his own sex trafficking case to start. The UK's Daily Mail reporting Maxwell is going to take the stand in her own defense. If convicted, she's facing life in prison. WABC News Time 516. We will get to traffic and weather momentarily. But first, the controversial Roe versus Wade ruling is facing its most serious challenge in 30 years. The Supreme Court on Wednesday will likely decide to either reaffirm the constitutional right to an abortion or wipe it away. The case being argued Wednesday is out of Mississippi, where a 2018 law would ban abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. WABC News, 518. And let's get to weather from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. We're looking at sun and clouds, a mix of both today with a high of 42 degrees. Clear skies tonight. Tomorrow, we're looking at some clouds, though, rolling in, high of about 41 degrees. And on Wednesday, we should see partly cloudy skies in the morning, giving way to cloudy skies during the afternoon. But we will get a bit warmer, getting up to, a balmy 46. Now, on Wednesday night, it'll be cloudy in the evening. Then we should start to see some showers after midnight. Thursday, we'll have overcast skies, a bit warmer, up to the mid-50s or so, 54 degrees likely. And as for the weekend, looking like we may have some sun popping in there. But for now, it looks like it's just going to be a pretty cloudy week. Temperature right now in New York City is 38 degrees. Well, this is the topic on everybody's minds, the new Omicron variant. Experts say it could be a game changer, but they also caution folks to be patient and not overreact and not get too crazy about things. The National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins on Sunday says it's going to take weeks for officials to understand whether it can actually evade COVID vaccines.
But yes, we worry that in the worst case, you might have a virus that is so different that the vaccines really don't enable you to have protection.
Well, the good news is Collins says the Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J vaccines have worked well against the aggressive Delta variant, as you know. And he says that gives hope that it'll do the same with Omicron.
The booster, it basically enlarges the capacity of your immune system to recognize all kinds of different spike proteins it's never seen. This is a great day to go and get boosted or to find out how to do so at vaccines.gov.
Meantime, former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb adding an extra boost of hope. He says so far it doesn't look like Omicron will make people more ill than other variants like, for instance, the Delta strain.
Talk to people in vaccine circles, people who are working on a vaccine. They have a pretty good degree of confidence that a boosted vaccine, so three full doses of vaccine, is going to be fairly protective against this new variant.
So, in other words, vaccines, boosters, vaccines, boosters from two of the top docs. Moving on, another health news. This is really exciting news. If you or someone you know has diabetes, please listen to this. There's a new treatment that is on the horizon. Now, it is very early on in the stage of the game, but experts say this new treatment may help the 1.5 million Americans suffering from type 1 diabetes. It is still early. Again, can't say that enough, but the data will probably be ready for analysis in about 5 years. But if it can control the insulin and blood sugar levels like scientists hope it can, we may someday in the semi-near future see an end to the disease, which would be absolutely incredible. Speaking of incredible, did you see this video? A shocking event over the weekend at one of the nation's busiest airports. A man was arrested Saturday on the runway, basically on the tarmac at Miami International, after flying from Guatemala to Miami, stowed away in the landing gear of an American Airlines jet. Now, obviously, this raises a lot of questions, not just about security for American down in Guatemala, in Miami, but also questions about how this guy was able to survive. Video shot at the scene shows the man wearing pretty much just a light jacket, but experts say the temperatures in non-climate controlled parts of the plane, like the landing gear, can drop to negative 65 degrees. And there's also the lack of oxygen at such high altitudes. The risky move showing the depths people will go to escape poverty, crime, and violence and other challenges. Well, we also have some exciting news on the cancer front. A team out in California has introduced a new blood test that may be able to catch cancer early. The Galleri test, it's called, and it can reportedly detect hard-to-find aggressive, deadly cancers like pancreatic, ovarian, and esophageal early. Experts say early detection is the key to improving survival chances. So it's pretty simple. Two tubes of blood are taken from the patient. They're sent to a lab, and in roughly 10 days or so, the results are back at your doctor's office. The FDA hasn't given full approval for the test, but the team behind it says they are working on it. And again, speaking of game changers, this could definitely be one. Now, we do have some alarming news about kids and COVID. New data shows COVID rules, like having to wear masks, for instance, are leading to declines in our children's development. The study shows scores in three key cognitive tests basically nosedived 23% in the last couple of years. Some of the most concerning areas, dips in children's ability to communicate both verbally and through subtle facial cues. WABC News time is 5:23. We're getting up to traffic and weather momentarily, but in the meantime, President Joe Biden is back in D.C. this morning after spending the Thanksgiving holiday in Nantucket, which is a family tradition. The president and first lady, along with their kids and grandkids, spotted out and about the seaside town all week long. Mrs. Biden taking in some shopping and lunch at a local seafood restaurant one day. Mr. Biden drinking a milkshake from a store downtown. The couple also visiting the U.S. Coast Guard base at Brant Point, and the entire family heading to Mass together at St. Mary's Catholic Church and posing for family photos. But it is back to work today for the president. He is set to meet with experts to discuss moving forward on the Omicron variant. The First Lady, meantime, is celebrating her first Christmas in the White House. Today, she'll reveal the theme and decor for the White House holiday trimmings. She'll be joined by a National Guard captain, Marianne Harrell, and her husband, Levi, and their children, Levi Jr., Marcus, and Eliana, which is my niece's name. And by the way, Eliana's elementary school classmates from Malcolm Elementary in Waldorf, Maryland, will also be joining her. So she'll be the most popular kid in the class probably for the next year. Mrs. Biden kicked off the annual decking of the White House Hall's tradition last Monday with the arrival of the White House Christmas tree. This year's tree is an 18.5-foot Fraser fir from North Carolina. And before we move on, a little tisk-tisking. President Biden, who has, as you know, been a big advocate for mask wearing, flouted his own rule over the weekend. He was photographed wearing his mask, which was hanging from his neck, at Murray's Toggery Shop in Nantucket. It was his mouth and his nose were exposed. Perhaps he did not see the giant sign on the front of the store saying face covering required. The local Board of Health instituted the mask mandate earlier in the month because of an uptick in COVID cases on the island. 5:25, traffic and weather coming up. Meantime, Roger Stone is slamming the feds. He was a guest on the Cats Sunday show right here on 77 WABC over the weekend. The longtime Trump political advisor blasting the FBI.
We have a group of politicized thugs at the top of the FBI who are using the FBI, I hate to say it, but as Joe Biden's personal Gestapo.
Gestapo is what he said. Stone was pardoned by Trump after being convicted of lying to lawmakers about Russian interference. He also had harsh words for the January 6th committee, who issued a subpoena recently for Stone.
I'm not going to make a decision until December 17th, which is the deadline they've given me.
Speaking of, the House Select Committee looking into the Capitol riots will decide this week whether to refer former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for criminal contempt charges. Meadows defied a subpoena from the group. California Congressman Adam Schiff is on the panel. He says the time to comply is now.
I think we will probably make a decision this week on our course of conduct with that particular witness and maybe others. I can't go into, you know, what communications that we're having or haven't had with particular witnesses, but we are moving with alacrity with anyone who obstructs the committee. And that was certainly the case with Mr. Bannon. It would be the case with Mr. Meadows, Mr. Clark, or any other.
Sunday marked 1 week since the horrific Christmas parade attack in Wisconsin that killed six and injured so many more. Locals held a vigil near the scene of the tragedy last night.
Let there be peace on earth.
Meantime, Wisconsin's two U.S. senators united on Saturday. It was a rare unification. Senators Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat, and Republican Ron Johnson called on the country to stop co-opting the tragedy for political purposes. They didn't name any names, but I think the message was quite clear. And the uncle of one of the youngest victims of that tragedy, speaking out over the weekend, Ryan Conkey's niece Jessalyn was badly injured after being run down by driver Daryl Brooks. The U.S. Army vet says he has no sympathy for the suspect.
And then to hear him start crying when the judge mentioned that these carried a life sentence, to me it was selfish that he did that, that he was worried about himself. But yep. I hope that he spends the rest of his life in jail, in isolation, because I don't think he'll ever see general population because they're afraid of what they might think will happen to him.
From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we're looking at sun and clouds today. I wish they would just make a decision. will it be sun? Will it be clouds? We're going to have both. 42 degrees for a high. Tonight, we're going to get down into the low 30s. It'll be clear to partly cloudy. Tomorrow, we have cloudy skies during the day, and pretty much that'll continue through the night. Only a high of 41 for tomorrow. On Wednesday, we should see some sun peeking out, but it'll be mostly cloudy skies for most of the afternoon. By Wednesday night, we'll see some periods of showers after midnight, and that will lead us into a warmer day on Thursday, 54 degrees for a high, with a slight chance of a rain shower. The rest of the week, I mean, that's really just the weekend. It's looking like we're going to be in the mid to low 40s, and we may see some sun pop out here and there. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 38 degrees. When we come back, we'll have the top five at 5:30, and we'll bring you lots more information, including some international news and tensions increasing with the U.S. and Russia and the U.S. and China.
New York's news and talk station. Download this.
Entertaining and informative.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, Mr. Announcer, you are incorrect. It's just Juliet Huddy today and probably for the next couple of weeks because Frank Morano is on daddy leave. He and his wife, Rachel, had their baby on Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact. And little Carmine William is doing great. He's absolutely adorable. And mom is doing fantastic, too. And, of course, dad is always fantastic. So we'll check in with Frank sometime this week. In the meantime, here are the top stories making news today.
It's the top five at 5:30.
Oh, boy. The U.S. on alert after the Omicron variant hits North America. The latest COVID strain is now in Canada. Officials there say that they have detected two cases. Both of them are in Ontario, Ottawa, to be exact. The two people both had recently been in Nigeria. Experts are now doing contact tracing to try and see who these people had met up with or had spoken with and hopefully can reach people in time to try and stem the spread. Meantime, Dr. Anthony Fauci hitting the Sunday talk circuit. He says the new Omicron variant has not been detected in the U.S. yet, but it's only a matter of time.
Inevitably, it will be here. The question is, will we be prepared for it?
Well, Fauci says it is possible Omicron could be resistant to vaccines and it has the capability of spreading fast. We will talk to some other industry leaders to see what they have to say about that a little bit later on. In the meantime, moving on to Long Island, some folks there not happy this morning after a far right group wreaked havoc over the weekend. Roughly 20 Proud Boys paraded through the streets of Rockville Center on Saturday. Some were flashing white power signs, and I believe I saw one with a Nazi salute. The group marched through the village, targeting shoppers with taunts and handing out flyers promoting their beliefs. And a new presidential poll has two women in the top spots. The Hill-Harris X survey coming out over the weekend. It has Vice President Kamala Harris and First Lady Michelle Obama as the two top picks for the Democratic nomination. Now, no word on whether Obama would be running. And Kamala Harris is not announcing that either, of course. This would be with two caveats, though. The poll would obviously be held today, and this would also be if Joe Biden was not running, that these two ladies would be on top. Harris leads with 13%. Michelle Obama comes in with 10% of the vote. Also in the running are Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Mike Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City, Pete Buttigieg, who is currently the transportation secretary and ranking high when it comes to favorability, as we told you last week, and Andrew Yang, all of them getting 5% or less. 36% still say that they are not sure. And one of the world's top economists issuing a dire warning, Mohamed El-Erian is the chief economic advisor for Allianz. He says this new Omicron variant could wreak havoc on our finances. News of the strain sent the Dow tumbling Friday, 900 points. El-Erian says another deadly wave means less travel, less dining out, more restrictions. And that translates to lower growth and high inflation, otherwise known as stagflation, something that we haven't seen since the 1970s. In Nantucket over the weekend, President Biden said that he is not worried. To New Jersey now, Woodrow Wilson, the latest American icon to be given the heave-ho. Camden's school district voted to change the name of Woodrow Wilson High School over accusations of racism. The 28th president of the United States led the country during the First World War. But critics say a friendly attitude towards the Ku Klux Klan, the Confederacy, and resegregating makes the former New Jersey governor a strong candidate for cancellation. According to Forbes, 20% of the 208 U.S. schools with Confederate leaders' names are in the process of a name change. Among the names being considered to fill the spots, Barack Obama and former Georgia Congressman John Lewis. And those are your top five at 5:30. From the Brandsey Mazda Weather Center, we'll have sun and clouds today with a high of 42. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies and a low of 31 degrees. 41 for our high tomorrow with clouds. And Wednesday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies in the morning, so we should maybe see some sun sneaking out there in the morning, but that'll give way to cloudy skies in the afternoon, only getting up to a high of 46 degrees. By Wednesday night, we should start to see some rain showers move in, probably after midnight. Those will stop overnight, but by Thursday morning, we should have some overcast skies. We may see a slight chance of a rain shower on Thursday, but we will definitely see warmer temperatures. We're going to get up to about 54 degrees on Thursday. As for now, Friday and Saturday, Sunday looking like a mix of sun and clouds and typical temperatures for this time of year, low 40s, mid 40s. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 38 degrees. Some international news to talk about now. U.S. officials getting really concerned over the increasingly fractured relationship with Russia. On Sunday, Russia announced it's rushing to produce a hypersonic missile. Experts call the Zircon unstoppable, and some claim it is powerful enough to evade all Western defenses. Meantime, a close Putin associate blaming Russophobia on President Biden's reported plan to boot 27 Russian diplomats from the U.S. Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Anatoly Antonov, claims his country will respond in kind, sending a similar number of our own diplomats packing on June 30th. And just days after we told you about joint military exercises between the Russians and Chinese, tensions continuing to percolate between the U.S. and China. The Asian nation making what experts are calling a provocative move Sunday, flying 27 military planes into Taiwan airspace. The activity comes just hours after China's military carried out patrols in the direction of the Taiwan Strait, and 2 days after a surprise visit by U.S. officials to the Taiwanese capital of Taipei, the second visit in the last month. These visits angering Chinese officials who accused America of playing a, quote, losing hand. And moving on to shocking scenes out of Iran, where local farmers, angry over a recent water shortage, were attacked with tear gas and other things. Video shared with the New York Times shows security forces wielding batons, shields, firing off tear gas and shooting guns in the air. Nearby tents were set on fire. The crowd included several families with young children. For weeks now, farmers and their families and supporters have been protesting the government's mismanagement, they say, of water sources and demanding that the government restore flows to help irrigate farmland. WABC News time is 5:40. Some economic news now. Whether it's fears over the new Omicron variant or just an aversion to chaotic crowd scenes of long lines, if shopping in-store isn't your thing, you are in luck. It's Cyber Monday, and experts say you can land some great deals online, especially because retailers know more and more people are choosing to shop in the comfort of their homes and on their smart devices these days. In fact, data shows in-store shopping this past Black Friday plummeted nearly 30% since before the pandemic, driving online sales up 10% from last year. And just a little history for you, Cyber Monday always takes place the first Monday after Thanksgiving. I think that's fairly obvious. The term reportedly coined by Ellen Davis of the National Retail Federation back in 2005. Since then, the phenomenon has spread to online retailers around the world. It's become the online equivalent, basically, to Black Friday, helping smaller retail websites to compete with the larger chains. And some sad news out of the fashion world. One of the most influential designers of his generation has died. Virgil Abloh founded the luxury streetwear brand Off-White. He became a superstar as artistic director of Louis Vuitton menswear. Abloh had been quietly battling cancer for the last several years. He was just 41. And an important consumer warning to tell you about this morning. Procter & Gamble announcing a major recall after a dangerous ingredient is found in some of their deodorant. The company says 18 Old Spice and Secret aerosols have benzene, which can cause blood cancers and leukemia. All products dated up to September 2023, if you have them on your shelves, they need to go. Customers will be able to receive a refund. And, excuse me, this gang of looting nonsense continues to go on. This time, a gang of looters hit up a couple Best Buy stores over the weekend in Minnesota. About 30 members of a flash mob reportedly robbed the Best Buy in Burnsville on Black Friday, about 15 miles south of Minneapolis. The group smashing and grabbing whatever they could get their hands on, including televisions and tablets and even hoverboards. A second group looting their way through another Best Buy about 25 miles away. The crooks able to get out with scores of merchandise before cops were able to arrive. And a bipartisan group of lawmakers from the House pushing the SEC to look at the parent company of Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Unilever, it is. The group is led by New York Congressman Richie Torres, and they sent off a letter Friday asking the commission to take action to make sure Unilever isn't breaking any rules. The iconic ice cream brand announced over the summer that it was stopping its sales in parts of the West Bank that it called occupied Palestinian territory. The company saying selling products in those areas would be, quote, inconsistent with Ben & Jerry's values. And Hunter Biden back in the spotlight. A new book claims the first son agreed to help boost business in America for a wealthy Chinese businessman. In exchange, Miranda Devine claims Biden would get about $10 million bucks a year and an $80,000 diamond. Laptop from Hell tells this story and more. Hits bookshelves tomorrow. All right, moving on. This is a big story, folks, from the entertainment world. We never thought it would happen, but it did. America's most infamous party girl is not only reformed, she is engaged. Lindsay Lohan announcing the news on Instagram over the weekend. The lucky guy, Badr Shamas, an investment manager for Credit Suisse. The two were seen canoodling back in Dubai back in 2020. They have reportedly kept their romance low-key. The 35-year-old has come a long way since her wild teen years. She recently inked a lucrative deal for a new podcast, and she is currently filming a Christmas-themed movie for Netflix. Now, I actually spoke with her dad, Michael, on Sunday. I'm friends with Mr. Lohan, and he says he is so happy for the couple, and he's proud of all that Lindsay is doing in her life. He thinks Badr is a wonderful guy and a great influence, and he says, God bless them. So congratulations to Lindsay and to Michael Lohan. And theaters in London's famed West End will dim their lights for 2 minutes tonight in tribute to legendary composer Stephen Sondheim. The man behind hits including West Side Story, Into the Woods, and Sweeney Todd died early Friday morning. The UK's Daily Mail reported that he'd spent Thanksgiving telling stories with friends at his home out in Connecticut. One guest telling the paper things broke up around 9:30. He reportedly died just a few hours later in his sleep. Meanwhile, stars gathered Sunday at the TKTS booth in Times Square to pay tribute to the New York City legend. Lin-Manuel Miranda leading a chorus of Sondheim's song Sunday from Sunday in the Park with George. Stephen Sondheim. Well, that was lovely. Stephen Sondheim was 91 years old. And members of a panel in Dayton, Ohio, recently approved the demolition of something that folks say should never be demolished, Orville and Wilbur Wright's first bike shop. The Dayton Board of Zoning Appeals voted 5-1 to reverse a previous decision to allow the demolition of the Wright Brothers' first bike shop from the 1890s. The Dayton Landmark Commission originally denied a request to demolish the 129-year-old building in September. The commission members say they originally denied the request because the city failed to meet architectural design standards. And traffic on the sevens coming up momentarily. But first, the crown is losing one of their jewels. Barbados will be leaving its imperial ties to Britain soon. The former British colony gained independence in 1966, and next week will declare itself a republic nearly 400 years after the arrival of British ships. Queen Elizabeth's son, Prince Charles, will be on hand for the ceremony. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, sun and clouds today with a high of 42. Tomorrow we're looking at cloudy skies and we're going to get down to 41 degrees for a high. We'll warm up a bit on Wednesday up to 46. We'll have maybe some sun popping out in the morning, but most likely the clouds will start to roll in late morning, and we'll just have kind of a lousy overcast day on Wednesday. That is going to lead into some showers after midnight on Wednesday with overcast skies on Thursday and a high of 54 degrees. You gotta love live radio. Oh, lordy, lordy. Currently, the temperature in Manhattan is 38 degrees. Let's talk about Hanukkah. The Jewish holiday began Sunday in D.C. Thousands of people were on hand to watch the lighting of the national menorah on the ellipse near the White House. Among those celebrating, second gentleman Doug Emhoff, who is Jewish. And if you went out for the annual cutting down of your Christmas tree jaunt over the holiday weekend, you probably noticed it. Sky-high prices for your trees. Growers say the combination of hot temperatures, low rain totals, and just general inflation is trickling down to the holiday consumer, unfortunately. Experts say the quality of trees is down, so probably want to get out there and buy yours early. If you are a tree aficionado, Fraser firs are the most affected, followed by noble firs and grand firs. Nordman, Turkish, and Douglas may be a bit easier to snag, I'm told. 549, I want to give you a little update on, let's say, aesthetics. Well, Dolce aesthetics, actually. You know, you've got the family in town. Maybe, I don't know, over Thanksgiving dinner, somebody made the horrible mistake of talking about politics and turkey bones went flying and, I don't know, stuffing ended up on Aunt Mildred's head. Who knows? It can be stressful when you get the family together. And that stress, speaking of trickling down, can trickle down to take a toll on our appearance. That's the ethos at Dolce Aesthetics New York, where they provide a wide range of services. They have non-invasive, non-surgical treatments like Botox and fillers, cellulite reduction, laser hair removal. They do facials. They do all the skincare things, the things that perk up your skin and give it the nice zhuzh and make you look nice and young and healthy. They also do body sculpting and molding. They have contouring, butt lift treatments. I mean, all sorts of great things there. It's like Christmas for me when I go there, swear to God. Dolce Aesthetics has locations. Dolce, that's right. Sid loves Dolce. You're going Wednesday. Well, please tell Jen I said hi. They have offices in Howard Beach, Glendale, Brooklyn, and now Oceanside. So it's really convenient for you. They're very accessible. And by the way, if you're interested in experiencing prime results, just text the word Dolce right now to 95,000, and you will get 10% off your next treatment. It's a really good deal. And make sure when you go in, you tell Jen that Juliet sent you. Visit them at DolceAestheticsNY.com. That's DolceAestheticsNY.com. All right. We've got, Sid, we're going to bring you in here because you weren't in here on Wednesday when all you know what broke loose. And our boy, Frank Morano, got a text from his wife at, like, I think it was about 5:25. And he, on the air, said, my wife's water just broke. And wow. I think I need to go home now. And he just took off.
Well, it had to be Thursday because Wednesday I was here.
No, it was Thursday. You're right.
I did
Thursday.
The show solo. Right. Frank was actually on with me. And we talked about things we're thankful for. And
I said,
you have to be thankful we're having a child.
That's right. It was Thursday.
And then, yes, Carmine was born the next day, and he's a handsome little boy. And
So cute.
And I guess he's home for the week, right? I hope so.
Yeah, he'll be home for a couple weeks.
A couple of weeks?
I think so.
Well, until the kid gets
until he's a teenager. Yeah.
I guess so.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Mine was very, very nice.
Yeah?
We celebrated Gabriel's birthday the day before,
Wednesday. Oh, that's
Wednesday,
right. That's
yes.
right.
And then we had a very nice Thanksgiving. Went to a nice restaurant in Harlem. And had a nice weekend. My wife's best friend was in from Boca, Lisa.
Boca.
So she's got two teenage daughters.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter, my son, all teenagers. We all went to Soho on Saturday and walked around, went shopping, you name it. Brandy Melville, all the PacSun, Angels of Saints, all these big stores. Spent about 2 hours doing that. Had a really nice lunch at a very ritzy Soho place.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, it was a nice weekend.
Well, that's quite the New Yorkers,
yeah.
the well-to-do New Yorkers.
Well, I do that. I live like I'm a tourist. I do all the events, and I go to all the places, and I live because I live in the city.
Oh, God, that's the last thing I want to do is live like a tourist.
I know. I like it, though. It's either that or sit in my apartment all day.
It's good to see the crowds, though.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I hate crowds, it's nice to see activity.
I'm the same way.
And people obviously don't seem to be too worried about this Omicron variant because they're packing in Bryant Park and they're packing in the trains.
I would say this. You're right. Again, I was in Soho Saturday. It was packed.
Yeah.
I mean packed. These stores were, and very few people wearing masks, very mm-hmm. few. And I would say that if they don't watch television, they don't even know what Omicron is. You
right.
can have 10 people on the street right now and say, what's Omicron? They won't know. They'll know Delta. They'll know COVID. But I just found out about Omicron literally on Saturday. So I think we're going to deal with this for the next 20 years.
I know.
New variant. And I just don't pay attention.
Well, what's happening with your show today?
Well, we have Rich Lowry today.
Okay.
He's always great.
Always
Juliet, as you know, on a Monday after a busy political weekend. Although I spent zero time looking at politics this weekend.
Good.
I mean,
you need
reviews.
To take a break.
I saw a great movie this weekend. I'm going to bring it up with Bernie. And I loved it. And he would like the movie because it centers around his favorite sport. So I want to get to that. I want to get to the people sightings that I saw at Peter Lugar on Wednesday night, including one guy that may be the next governor of New York.
Oh,
all that type of stuff is what I want to talk about. I mean, we're going to do Hunter Biden and Joe Biden and all that stuff.
You like the gossipy stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. How is this stuff that people talk about that aren't, you know, immersed in this business?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
that's why we have all these ladies listening to our show, because they love all that other stuff.
The thing about the Omicron variant, though, is it is already affecting travel and, you know,
it is.
Countries are shutting down. And
it's
you know, who knows if it's really worthy of shutting down your country to various places.
I don't think it is, but it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm
it
heading.
Doesn't matter.
I'm heading
because
they're going
to shut it down.
Well, I know. I'm heading to London Wednesday night, and we
you
now
are?
Have to go. Yeah, you have to go. The second you get there, you have to get the PCR test, and you have to isolate until the test comes back.
Is that right?
It's kind of a nightmare. Yeah, but
so do they actually enforce it? Make sure you're not.
Well, I don't know how they're going to enforce it. I mean, I certainly.
How long are you going for?
I'm going from, we arrive Thursday morning and we come back on Monday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I just really hope
follow you around London, making sure that you...
Well, we hope, we're going to get our test like right on the first day, and hopefully we'll get there, you know, we'll do the extra fast rapid test. We'll hopefully get the results in a few hours. And,
right.
You know, maybe we'll walk slowly back from the testing site, you know,
and
in time to get our test results. I don't know. We'll see.
It could be messy. You know, I've got a Bahamas trip coming up. I've got a California trip coming up. I've got a Miami trip coming up all in the next 5 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
So I expect it to be very messy for me, too.
Yeah, well, you know, we just have to keep an eye out on it. The good thing, and I'm going to tell you about this in just a couple minutes, but the good thing is that some of the big doctors, Collins from the National Institutes of Health, Gottlieb, they're saying, hold on, everybody. You know, if you're vaccinated, especially if you have the booster, it's probably likely you're going to be okay.
Right. I mean, you'll get sick. Like, I got the Delta variant. I didn't feel well for 2 days. And I was fine after that. So we'll see.
All right. Well,
I can't believe you're going to London. I'm so happy for you. You are like, you went to Italy. Now you're going to London.
Well,
I'm going
to London to see my favorite band.
Who's that?
Enter Shikari, which has, I haven't seen them in 2 years now. And I love them and I'm friends with them. And yeah, so
enjoy.
I'm going to.
Good to see you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and happy birthday to Gabe. All right. We have a couple more stories to get to. This is a big one. Luckily, a Thanksgiving tragedy was averted. The Huntington couple, man, I saw this and I went, oh no, because I live out in Huntington. This couple, whose French bulldog was stolen on Thursday, has been reunited with their beloved pup. Stella was found wandering a neighborhood in Center Mauritius, about 30 miles from Huntington. Unfortunately, now another Frenchie is missing. So that Stella was returned, but now this other Frenchie is missing. A Bayshore woman says her 3-month-old French bulldog, Zushi, was stolen from her home on Saturday. The thief also made off with some cash and clothing, but Catherine Vasquez says she only cares about her fur baby. French bulldogs have, as you know, become a very hot item on the black market thanks to their high price tag. I mean, in some places, I mean, I know one place on Long Island, kind of a fancy pet store, they're going for $15,000 for a puppy. $15,000. Security officials say to reduce your chances of having your pup stolen, don't post pics on social media. Close out 2021 and we close out our show. Merriam-Webster Dictionary has chosen its word of the year, and it's pretty shocking to me, at least, that it's taken this long. Drum roll, please. No, we don't need one. The word of the year, according to the venerable Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is vaccine. Getting original there. Wow. Peter Sokolowski is the big boss at Merriam-Webster. He says that it represents two different stories. One is the science story, which is the remarkable speed with which the vaccines were developed. But there's also the debates regarding policy, politics, and political affiliation. It's one word that carries these two huge stories. That is according to the Merriam-Webster boss. Speaking of bosses, this little baby is going to be the boss of the Murano household very soon. Oh, that's little Carmine William Murano. He was born on Thanksgiving. He needed his baba or his nook or his milk or something. But Frank Did Frank just send that? Is that brand new? Oh, that's really cute. I could listen to babies cry all day. It doesn't bother me at all. Congratulations to Frank again, and I will see you back here bright and early tomorrow morning. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bernie and Sid is up next.